This podcast is brought to you by Kondori, Murad, and Neeson Law Firm.
Yes, I did. So I packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something to show you how we live. Everybody want it, but it ain't that serious. That's that. So if you gon' do it just like this. Did you realize that you are a champion? You don't see just how wild the crowd is. You don't see just how fly my style is.
Cayman Classic Champions, baby. Let's go!
We did it. We did it.
We did it. And man, we were hustling through customs to try to sit down in our hotel and watch the second half. And we made it.
We were streaming it during the customs walkthrough.
Yeah, like, the guy checking us at customs was like, what are you doing? Put your phone away. But man, we're going to first just kind of talk about this game a little bit. AJ, tournament MVP. Double-double, added four more blocks today. Just insane, the performance that he's just put on. Finished with 12, 14, 5 of 8 from the line. Really just put us on his back. And then, of course, you know, Kyer. Where did he come from? Played 16 minutes, 13 points. The guy didn't miss a field goal, Ron.
I mean, like, Paulson said he was limited to what? 10 minutes tops?
I gotta tweet them and or text them and find out. Like, did he play more minutes than he was allowed to?
Yeah.
But what an incredible, I mean, if that is any indication of what he's gonna be for the rest of the season, obviously he's not gonna shoot 100%, but man, that's a massive 13 points in 16 minutes. He played, I think he closed the game out, really finished strong, had a huge left-hand layup to kind of, I don't know if it took the lead or what. We're still kind of coming down from our emotions. I don't know if you watched our video on By George GMU of the moment we won. That was live. I just turned the video on and captured it, and Ron and I went nuts.
And even before that video, for the last 5 to 6 minutes of that game, we were going nuts in our hotel room.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We were throwing chairs around. We were jumping on our beds.
We've already reconfigured the room. Like we had to like get in prime position. We were watching on our computers. Thank God to Dom, a member of ours, sent us that Twitch stream, and that was huge. I know a lot of Mason Nation was able to watch it because there were streams out there. You know, another thing I got to talk about is Hartwell. Another 17. Didn't shoot great, but from three, he was 3 for 8, hit all of his free throws, really just kind of, you know, just buckled down and really took care of the ball. But I think what we got to talk about here is that kind of the defensive intensity. I mean, we really brought it in the second half. It kind of looked different than what we've seen before this tournament. We were really trapping, really getting after it. You know, we forced a lot of turnovers there. And just like really slowed down New Mexico State. New Mexico State came out first, punched us in the mouth. I think we were down 15 at one point. One thing we did miss, Ron, is a AJ Wilson buzzer beater to end the first half, which obviously is crucial at this point. But just talk about, you know, you watched all three games. Talk about what you saw from Mason in this tournament.
Well, after speaking to Paulson and just speaking to the players, I got a very different vibe. A different atmosphere from the coaching staff and the players. The confidence was just oozing. Like, it was just, they played like they were meant to win. And you could see it from just the way they spoke about the team. This 1-0 mentality is just, it's working.
Yeah, and they preach that nonstop. And Paulson admitted that they stole it from the Nationals. But who cares? Steal it from the champions. Steal it from the World Series champions. And now we're a champion of our own, taking the Cayman Classic Trophy home. And we were there to watch two of the games live, and I wish we could have stayed tonight. Unfortunately, we couldn't. We got a layover in Miami. We're kind of nervous about missing our connecting flight. But having to get through customs, but who
you know
cares?
What? Like, yeah, it does not matter. We're hyped. We're excited. We got to watch the game at least, and like it was just such a good time in the Caymans. We're just happy that we got a victory out of this tournament.
Yeah, huge, huge. You know, and it's not only just a tournament victory, but it also kind of, you know, builds personal accolades. You're looking at guys like AJ Wilson, who gets to be recognized as a tournament champion. I believe Miller won. Miller was on the tournament team.
All team, yeah.
So, I mean, it's just little things like that. I just think that they just continue to build confidence. And if you take this kind of one game at a time approach, you know, you got to enjoy these accolades. You know, that you take the one game at a time approach, you got to enjoy the win. Hopefully right now they're raging at
the Royal Palms Beach Club.
Hopefully they're there right now with our guy Conrad raging. And we'll get to a little bit about our day and all that later in this podcast. No one cares about that right now. Everybody only cares about the win. And one thing I want to talk about is Gonar Mar. You know, didn't fill up the stat sheet tonight, but hit a very crucial turnaround bucket fadeaway today. Just, you know, you just kind of look at the stats, and everyone contributed. You know, even XJ, who played 22 minutes, didn't get any points, but finished with 2 rebounds and 3 assists. You know, just everybody, it seems like they bought in. We talked to AJ Wilson after the last game versus Nebraska, and he said from the top to the bottom, everyone had bought into the team. And that seems clear. You know, it seems like for sure that this team enjoys playing together. Even Ian Boyd is constantly dancing on the bench.
Ian Boyd dances after every single shot. It doesn't matter if it's a bit like a layup, a turnaround, a floater. Ian Boyd is dancing every bucket.
Yeah. And it was awesome. I mean, it's so crazy to like experience this because, you know, we're tweeting things out. Then we got a giant killer group chat that's exploding. Then you go to the Mason Hoops boards and people are so ecstatic. You go to Instagram. I mean, all of our pictures and stuff have over 100 views.
Now we got to bring this energy to EBA. We got to bring this energy to the tailgates, to every home game. We need this energy in the building.
Yeah.
I mean, this team deserves it.
And the Giant Killer staff does not lack for energy, and we're trying to get y'all to match us. Bring that same type of energy we do. This is not going to be a long podcast. There's not much. Y'all watch the game. Y'all listen to the game. You don't need our analysis. I'm so proud of these guys. Does this tournament really mean anything? No. Would it be nice to, you know, put the trophy in the rack in our practice facility? Yes. You know, you're coming home. You could just watching Kyer carry it off the court. You know, I talked to him before the season even started, and he said, you know, my injury is what it is. I just want to win. I just want to win. You know, I'll be back when I'm back. And he happened to get back before this tournament, and he said straight up, you know, I just want to win. And you know, who knows where we're going to be in the A-10 this year? You got Rhode Island playing well. You got Dayton took Kansas to overtime. Different teams, you know, the kind of the middle of the A-10 is really solidifying to be pretty good this year. So who knows what's going to happen once we get into A-10 play. But for now, we're 8-1. And we're one of two teams in college basketball right now with 8 wins. And, you know, the people were tweeting out today, you know, that we played so-and-so games in so many days and we played a lot and we're probably tired and all this. And that's all fine and good. But the truth is that we are now 8-1. Best start in how long? If you know the answer, tweet at us at ByGeorgeGMU. I just couldn't be more thrilled. And, you know, it was just a really fun experience being at the Cayman Islands, getting the one-on-ones with Paulson, Ron shooting on the baseline, and just, you know, getting a chance to kind of vibe with the players in a different element. I just can't say enough about how excited I am and how thrilled I was. And this is all really brought to you by KMN Law Firm. Check them out at kmnlawfirm.com. But let's get into it a little bit. You know, we had a fun excursion today. And okay. I want to talk about it a little bit. We're not going to spend too much time. Your Mason Patriots are the Cayman Islands Classic champions. Y'all know that. But Ron and I we left, so you know we had to leave. Flight was at 6, so we did a little morning excursion.
Yeah. So our boy Conrad from the Royal Palms Beach Club
essentially set up our whole itinerary.
Yeah. And he recommended this guy named Chip. He has a boat. And he goes on these tours to see stingrays Just off the coast of the Cayman Islands.
Like real stingrays, like the stingray that murdered Steve Irwin. Not like just your skates that can't sting you. No, we're talking about the ones that can impale you.
We saw the stingers, and they were there. We went on this boat, rode out about like 30 minutes into the ocean. Our captain of our ship, Chip, docked down. We went snorkeling for the first about like 20 minutes to half an hour. Saw the some coral, some fish, some rays. Then we docked at this what was it called? The sand.
It's called a reef. It's a barrier reef.
No. The sand part.
That would be Stingray Bay.
Stingray Bay. Yeah. Stingray Bay is where we docked down. We could literally walk on the sand. It was really, really shallow. It was about 4 feet deep. The waves were coming in, but man, the stingrays were pulling up like in like dozens.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, it was like a herd of dogs running up to you. Like
seriously,
it was very comparable to dogs.
And here's the thing. So Brian and I anticipated that we'd be feeding the rays. We would just be, you know, petting them as they, you know, swam by us. I thought they would be scared of us. Brian and I both thought they would just be running around. We had to chase them down. No. They were all over us like dogs.
Like legit, like coming up on you and hugging you.
They wanted to be petted.
Yeah. Like you could pet them and are like we fed them. They basically inhale your hand into their mouth. And to eat the squid, it was wild. It was I had no intentions of them legitimately like coming on my chest and hugging me.
It was surreal. I did not know stingrays did that.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, it was an experience of a lifetime. One of the craziest things about the trip was like we were in the middle of an ocean and there was waves. You know, I'd never seen that before. Typically, waves are breaking on the shore, but because of the reef. The waves were just breaking like right on you as you're in the middle of the water. Skates are humping you, and it's just like it's all out mayhem. Our guy is like teaching us every detail you could possibly know about stingrays.
So Chip had this I guess this crew member named Matt. He's like traveled the world, trained all over the world, worked at zoos, trained dolphins, trained stingrays.
Yeah, he said he could get stingrays to do laps and circles
and like wave like dolphins do, like it just. And he taught us like all about these creatures. Like it wasn't just pet the stingrays and leave. He taught us what like how they sting, when they sting, like every fact you can think about stingrays. This guy knew it off the top.
They recognize the boat. They're smart enough to recognize the boat
and the engine. The engine of the boat. Like and like it's just they know it's this guy's boat. They know there's fish on our boat.
If you can't tell, this is maybe the single greatest day of our lives. We swam with stingrays. We were on a boat. We also went snorkeling, and I saw eels and lobsters and Dory from Finding Nemo. And then we ate a delicious meal at this place called Peppers that we were trying to get to the whole week but couldn't because we were jam-packed at John Gray Gymnasium. We finally got there, ate a delicious meal, and then just kind of busted our tail to the airport, got through customs quickly, made it to our hotel. We watched Mason win the Cayman Islands Classic. Man, Ron, I just want to thank you for making this trip with me. You're taking time out of your week, out of your life, flying home on Thanksgiving Day, and I don't think people really understand the sacrifice that you're making for us. So Ibrahim, I just want to let you know how much that I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
But I appreciate you.
No, you have a kid and a wife. That's a good point. And in-laws who are probably like, "What the hell is this guy doing?"
Yeah, they're like, "Where is he?" But I brought my father-in-law back some Cubans, and he's gonna love it. And guys, we got nothing else for you right now. This has just been such an amazing day, such an amazing experience. And, you know, that's all I really got. You know, AJ Wilson, big props to you. Hartwell, you're the man. and just the whole team, the way you're kind of bonding together and growing before our eyes. You know, I want to say one more thing. You know, by George, Chris and I, my name is Brian. We've been critical on DP, and, you know, I think rightfully so. Like, I still stand by everything I've said. But this was maybe the best three-game stretch of his coaching tenure at Mason that I've ever seen. His energy was just on a different level. He was composed. He had complete command of our offense. Defense, he was running full court, getting pressure, causing steals. I mean, that's all on him and the way that he's drawing that up and the rotations that he's putting us in. You know, as I said on my last podcast, A.J. Wilson admitted that, you know, we're really working on rotation right now so that when he leaves his man to get help side blocks, people are picking up his man and covering him so that he's not kind of looking out of place like he has last couple times. And that's on Paulson really taking skill sets of A.J., working with it and just building together, just growing together. You see total growth from this team. Paulson has really implemented the one game at a time approach, and it's working. And he's just... You know, he has nothing but positive things to say about his players. You can see that he's just that kind of father figure, the way he just has everybody's attention. And, you know, if you're listening, Paulson, we just want to thank you for, you know, all the time you gave us. And you know, we really want you to hear that, man, you've owned it. You've really stepped up. And you've really put together a team that's, you know, fun to watch. We'll see, you know, where we finish out in the A-10. We'll see what, you know, what type of performance that we give in the A-10 tournament. But, man, is this Cayman Island Classic a good kind of a preview for what we could do? You know, win three games in 3 days against some tough opponents. And, you know, we just really, really appreciate the command that you've had on this team. So, DP, big props to you. You're the real MVP, in my opinion, of this Cayman Islands Classic. AJ, the rest of the team, you guys were balled, and we appreciate the time you've given us.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
Think for a second. Ask yourself, who's your primary doctor? That's easy, right? Most people know who their doctor is, especially if you or your family member is sick. Now ask yourself, who's your primary lawyer? What's the name of that law firm? Not everyone knows these answers, but that's not a problem at all. All you need to do is call the lawyers at the law firm of Condori, Murad, and Neeson. With their main office down the street from Mason, the KMN law firm can handle all your legal needs. Business and contracts, estate planning and probate, real estate and construction, divorce, immigration, landlord-tenant matters, and more. Just give them a call at 703-385-2080 or visit them online at www.kmnlawfirm.com. Let them know the Giant Killer team sent you.